itself or others.
An active defensive attempt to block the flow of the process. You contain an assertive, often abrupt, and complete refusal to describe or an unwillingness to continue with the task.
Do you not see that?
What?
Is that why you're reading it?
No, I'm saying like that. It has to be like a self-assertion, you know, to call it a refusal.
Mm-hmm.
I won't answer that.
So what do people think?
I don't know what you're getting to.
Did anyone not think it was a fact?
One person didn't. Everybody vote for five?
Yeah.
Sure. Did you not do five?
No, I gave it a two.
But I'm like, I felt like it was a defensive block. That's why you were five. I thought it was a little higher because it differentiated because it was another person.
I mean, it's hard. That's why the inquiry would have been helpful because you could, I think that would obviously clear it up, but I think you can't. There's some interpretation.
Just like as I said, you know, kind of, he's absent. He's not there. Like, just that kind of global.
So why'd you give it a two?
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's absent. He's not there. It's, you know, this kind of just global, like.
But what do you think about the idea of a refusal?
I could see refusal. I mean, normal, you know, just the other sets we've had, you know, I'm not going to answer that, like a self-assertion, but I mean, they did kind of answer it in a certain way. It's an answer, it's just not a very descriptive answer. I mean, deceased is a five. You know, that's a physical state, but...
How would it be a boundary?
It was more of just a, he's not there. There is no boundary. He's just not here. He's absent. I mean, it has a very global aspect to it.
But they also said not in the picture, right?
Yeah, he's not in the picture.
Picture frame.
So he's no longer in the boundary.
He's out of the boundary.
Yes.
There is a boundary.
But whose boundary?
Right.
Where is
whose boundary is it?
I'm so overwhelmed by it, I can't even describe him. He's not even a dick. He's not an ass. He is, you know, not negligent. He's just not.
He's out of the picture. I don't know. I mean,
I could go with a five. Yeah, I just
have to go with a five on this one.
One of those, yeah, strange.
I think, believe me, I think it's a difficult one. I don't think it's where one coder just blanked out for a second. I think it's a difficult one. But, you know, The goal of this training is to not make the same mistake. So do we all understand? Somebody writes not in the picture. We're going to think five rather than two. All right. And if someone says caring, we're going to think about four or five rather than two. All right. What about 48? CCB3.
I'm a very loving, kind person. I just want to help people, and I hate injustice and people suffering.
Say it one more time.
I'm a very loving, kind person. I just want to help people, and I hate injustice and people suffering.
That is a self-representation.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Otherwise, we're both very wrong.
Or two, actually.
So what do people think? Okay, what's your reasoning?
I mean, I don't think it's a five at all. I mean, it's showing some connection to others, but it's very vague, unspecific. This person's describing themselves in relation to others, but it's not very, very general. So, I mean, I would go more towards a six. At first it sounds like a four, but then it's like I, you know, if it's just like I'm a caring, great person, but then I end up, but I don't like this, this, and this. That kind of adds a bigger dimension. I was thinking four at the beginning.
Can you read the last part again? I hate injustice in people suffering. Mm-hmm. I just want to help people, and I hate injustice in people suffering.
Nah.
Anyone else?
This is a true ten, people.
This is what we all want to be.
All right, let me read this and tell me if this fits. An emerging consolidation of disparate aspects of self and other that are expressed in somewhat more integrated, stable representations. Descriptions are marked by a hesitant, equivocal, or ambivalent movement toward this integration and stabilization. It could be simply a list of appropriate role conventional characteristics which do not seem to reflect a sense of the uniqueness of the individual. Self-descriptions are often characterized by trial identifications or distinctions that also convey a sense of tentative movement toward a more individuated and cohesive sense of self. Relatedness includes an emergent and equivocal sense of tolerance for and ability to bring together divergent aspects of interpersonal experience.
No.
It's not even close to that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So, I mean, would you just give it a 5 then?
I mean, I'm going to agree with Chris on this one. I think it's a 4. It's idealization.
After we discussed it, I definitely felt it was 4.
Because really what they're saying they don't like is the exact same thing of what they like. They've just said it in the negative.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And even especially we noticed that I just want to help people. That made me feel like a 4.
Right. I mean, I don't know.
Wait, that doesn't make sense to you?
No, yeah, thanks.
Okay, you said I give up, and I was worried.
No, I get it.
I thought it meant you don't get it.
I get it.
Yeah, I mean, we want to look at some kind of, we want to see some kind of individuation, some kind of relatedness to an other. We don't hear that. I hate the injustice that happens to other people or whatever.
Yeah.
I guess you could be fooled into thinking that that's some kind of individuation, but it's really not. It's all just, look at me. I'm great. I'm wonderful.
And this is why.
Yeah, I hate injustice. Okay. Yeah, I mean,
I like good things.
I love good things.
Right. It's just, it's sort of, you know,
yeah,
vacuous. You know, I mean, just, there's nothing there. So I would agree with Chris on that one. All right, should we go to the next pair? We have Chris and Richard. So let's take a look quickly.
I actually, I don't have the comparison of our outputs. Had it open in Google. I don't get a connection here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't get a connection here. Yeah. But you guys actually, none of yours was more than a discrepancy of one. So we can skip over you guys unless you want to talk about a specific response.
I can handle being off by one.
I can too. I think that's fine. It's where we're getting to two or more that I'm concerned about. So you're okay, Richard? You had any questions about any of them, or?
Let me double check. Look at things right now, and if anything comes up, I'll bring it up.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Moving right along to Dustin and Marie. I'm just looking through theirs. Actually, you guys weren't off by more than one. Hand it to your partner.
we've been morphing brains.
Nice, sharing a brain.
Sharing DNA.
Why?
I wouldn't.
Oh, wait, no, I didn't mean like that. Oops, I'm so sorry. I totally did not mean it.
That's right. Freud lives, man. You know. It's all right. It's okay.
Would that be a paraphrase?
And then similarities.
Just to reference DNA in an email.
Yeah. And then similarities.
Tiger blood.
Yeah, Adonis DNA.
Adonis DNA.
All right, moving right along. We've got.
Watch the video.
you were primed.
I was totally primed.
Yeah. Giacomo and Brianna.
I would be tired too if I just got primed.
I was primed.
Oh boy.
We've got number five, number six. And that's it. Just those two. So WVT3.
I'll just read it.
Yeah.
How much time do I have? I am an open, caring, compassionate, authentic, and ambitious individual. I strive for high levels of excellence, not only for myself, but I also impose those same expectations on others too, even when they don't ask. I am open to feedback from others whom I trust, and I really try to grow in all situations, even those that don't feel good. I would say that I have perfectionistic tendencies and often criticize myself when I fail to live up to those expectations. In general, I have an excellent intuition and an innate ability to read others. I have been told by those older than me that I am very wise. I just try to stay open and learn from life.
So already we should be thinking, I would hope everybody's thinking five or higher. We could rule out the low end of the totem pole here. Right? Okay. So you want to read it one more time?
Sure. How much time do I have? I am an open, caring, compassionate, authentic, and ambitious individual. I strive for high levels of excellence, not only for myself, but I also impose those same expectations on others too, even when they don't